7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them think them thing goes another way, oh, when them think them thing goes another way, oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there
because of capitalist greed.
Revolution seems to be the only place.
Maybe an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims.
But when them think them tingle the people way,
one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
When them think them tingle the people way,
one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
These countries want to stay on top.
Ziggy Marley in the Melody Makers. Wow!
Third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're worthy and no one can touch them. Them have a next thing coming. Cause when they think them tingle the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Oh, when them think them tingle the another way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America, they're so called this. I'm so blessed. Where the money
went. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, August the 3rd, 2014. We want to hear what the Spirit, Mother, Holy Spirit is saying to the churches. We want all leadership to let the minds of the people and the ear of the people hear that the Spirit of Mother, Holy Spirit desires that we tap into the feminine, tap into the female, tap into the woman, the spiritual, mental, moral, and physical construct of the sacred and divine feminine, to understand that we are to rise up and defend the human family from all death, hell, and destruction. A living, a life-giving spirit. This spirit, this energy, because spirit is energy and energy is spirit, is life-giving. Now, Yahuwah, the existing and the living one, causing the existence and living of all that has ever existed and lived, exists and lives now, and ever will exist and live. This is the spirit of the universe. This is the spirit of Mother Holy Spirit. To give life, to give birth to life, to give birth to our resurrection. Mother Holy Spirit is that womb that Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Mother Holy Spirit is the womb, is Allah, the womb through whom we are raised and resurrected, born again, and receive beneficence and mercy. A human soul that has left the body. So the human soul is associated with the spirit, and we're only speaking of energy, Spirit is energy. Energy is spirit. The soul is also descriptive of that same energy that permeates the physical structure that you live in as the soul, spirit, energy living in that physical structure that is called the body. This is so scientific that the ancient African ancestors were able to differentiate between the material mass matter times C squared that is the physical structure, separate that from the spirit, soul, energy, force that gives the physical structure animation. A spirit higher than man, but lower than God and angel. So the angels are spirit energy entities that are descriptive of every fabric of the universe. Every spirit energy entity, angelic being, is associated with some element of the universe, some portion of the universe. Raphael is associated with Ra, the sun, and all the qualities of the sun: photosynthesis, growth, life, etc., etc. So these entities, lower than the Almighty, higher than man. But that is you and that is me. We are spirit, energy, angelic beings living in this physical structure. So here, man can be the physical structure, but the spirit, energy, soul entity is higher than the physical structure. We are the Elohim, gods and goddesses, angelic spirit energy entity, children of the Almighty. Also used of demons or evil spirits who were conceived as inhabiting the bodies of men. Now we're back to E equals MC squared because energy is defined as usually positive spiritual force that lives in and inhabits every facet of the universe, including people and animals. But if energy is usually positive spiritual force, then sometimes that energy is negative spiritual force or demonic, evil spiritual force, which is the misuse of energy. This energy in the universe, used correctly, facilitates life. But if you take your energies and use them incorrectly to do the bidding of Satan, the demons, and evil energies, then that is energy used in a wicked fashion, misused, misappropriated. But usually positive spiritual force, because the so-called negative spiritual force or evil spiritual force is less quantitatively and qualitatively than the positive or good spiritual force. And I want to cease saying positive and negative spiritual force, because you need negative charge along with spiritual charge to have and generate energy. So what we are speaking of here is good and bad. Good spiritual force is predominant, prevails. Bad spiritual force or bad energy force is not predominant and will not prevail, is not greater qualitatively and quantitatively. The spiritual nature of Christ, So it this teaches us, when you say the evil spirits, that we must deal with the evil. We must deal with the wicked. We must deal with evil wherever we find evil, in ourselves, in government, in the institutions. Mother, Holy Spirit, the energy that is always and usually good is here to empower us to defeat the energy that is bad, to defeat the misappropriation and misapplication of energy. Next definition, the spiritual nature of Christ, higher than the highest angels and equal to God, the divine nature of Christ. Now, this Christos, this Christ, was called in the ancient times Atum. That Atum, represented by the sun and the power of hydrogen, regulating the whole of the universe. That hydrogen Atum, ever present. Nothing made in the universe without the hydrogen Atum. That is the result of the birthing, breaking forth of the waters of noon. And so Christ, Christos, hydrogen Atum represents the actions of the Almighty in the physical realm. Christ is the image of the Almighty. Christ equal to and the same substance. When you read about how Christ or Yahushua or the Word thought it not robbery to be equal with God, when you break those words down in the European Greek, it is referring to the reality scientifically that the Word is the same substance of the Almighty. That Yahushua and you and me in Yahushua are the same substance of the Almighty. This phrase teaches us that this Christos, which is the image of the Almighty, which is the same substance as the Almighty, is that because of the reality of the power to facilitate life through Christos, because Christos, when you break Christos down, you're looking at the blastula, and within the blastula of the atom cell of life is the proton, Y chromosome, the father, the masculine power, along with the neutron, which is the Word of the Almighty, which is you and me as the Word of the Almighty, neutral, could be masculine, could be feminine, but as the sperm is traveling towards the egg, you don't know whether that sperm will be feminine or masculine, so that sperm is seen as neutral in the egg until we can determine masculine or feminine traits. Outside of the blastula in the gastula, we have the electron, X chromosome, mitochondria DNA, the mother. So this atom and the atom, the hydrogen, ancient Kemet hydrogen atom that is called Christ in the New Testament, was called by the philosophic Greeks, atom was called the atom. So the atom is Christos. The atom is the ancient atom that the ancient Africans called atom in Kemet, Egypt. But nothing made in the universe without the atom, without the hydrogen atom, without this solar power, this solar energy. The spirit of Christ is commensurate with the spirit of Mother Holy Spirit. The nature of Christ is the nature of Mother Holy Spirit, because the nature of Christ and the spirit of Christ, The spiritual nature of Christ is the spirit and nature of life, to facilitate life. So, in the Old Testament, Christos was called Adon, the leader of the Adonai. The Adonai are the Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Adon, having to do with light. So the Adonai are the lesser lights. See, Christos is higher than the angels, higher than the highest angels, equal to the Almighty, the divine nature of Christ. So Adon was the leader and is the leader of the Adonai. Adon in ancient Kemet was the Aton sun disk. The sun disk is the leader in the universe. That hydrogen solar power, that hydrogen element is the leader of all the elements on the table of elements. And every element is a multiple hydrogen. All the elements on the table of elements are hydrogen elements. Helium, number two, two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. Number two on the table of elements is really two hydrogens. Hydrogen, one proton, one neutron, one electron. So helium, number two, is two hydrogens. Gold, number 79 protons, 79 neutrons, 79 electrons, is really 79 hydrogens. This hydrogen solar power, this hydrogen solar waters of noon, was called Adon in the Old Testament, also called Ra in ancient African Kemet. The same power is the leader of all the lesser lights, the spirit energy entity angels that are lower than the Christos, as the Christos is the leader of the angels and the leader of the highest angels above the highest angels. But Christ is the image of the Almighty. Now watch this, sisters and brothers. Something just dropped into my construct. Remember that in Hebrews, man, let me say this correct now. Man, it says, is made lower than the angels, but Yahushua is made lower than the angels and given the power to rule the universe, which means that all the angelic beings are to serve us, as in reality, we are the Christos. And Christos is the image of the Almighty, and you and I are the image of the Almighty, and you and I are higher than the highest angels. Christos is Christ man and Christ woman facilitating life. Every cell of your construct is the Christ atom, the Christ atom of life, giving life and facilitating life. The disposition or influence which fills and governs the soul of anyone. Holy Spirit is that energy and entity that is to determine our disposition, our energy, spirit, disposition, commensurate with our emotions, governs our soul. How is our soul, mind, consciousness thinking today? It further says in the definition, the efficient, source of any power, affection, emotion, desire. So the source of our affection, the source of our power, the source of our emotion, the source of our desire is Mother Holy Spirit. Our affections, what are we fond of? What do we love? What do we like? My pastor posed that question to us today. But do we love freedom? Do we love justice? Do we love equality? See, Mother Holy Spirit is talking to the churches and wants that we want freedom, justice, and equality for every human being. What do we love? Do we love fame? Do we love money? Do we love fortune more than we love our sisters and our brothers? Do we love righteousness more than we love unrighteousness? Do we love people more than we love things? So how are we being regulated? How is our soul regulated? Who is in control of our emotions and our desires and our feelings? Are they being controlled by Mother Holy Spirit, that sacred and divine feminine? Further on this definition, a movement of air, a gentle blast, the wind, hence the wind itself, breath of nostrils or mouth. Remember that Yahushua, in describing Mother Holy Spirit, said that she, now we know that he said she, because we know Yahushua spoke African Hebrew, did not speak European Greek to African Hebrew people. So Yahushua spoke of Holy Spirit as Ruach HaKadosh, and Ruach is feminine. So Yahushua didn't say he when referring to the Spirit of Truth, when referring to Mother Holy Spirit, but Yahushua, we know and are certain, said she. So when Yahushua was speaking of Mother Holy Spirit, Yahushua said that she is like the wind. See, we have the definition of wind and air being associated with Mother Holy Spirit. Yahushua said that she, Mother Holy Spirit, is like the wind. You can't see her coming. You can't see her going. But like the wind in the trees, you can see and feel her power, her effects. You can see that there's a cause behind the shaking of the trees that is found in the wind. And so Mother Holy Spirit is the energy that animates our physical structure that can be seen in the movement of the chestal cavity by the taking in and breathing out and taking in of air, of breath, of wind. And in that air, in that breath, in that wind are atoms, molecules, protons, neutrons, electrons, always giving life to our physical structure as long as the breath of life remains in this physical structure. Let the people hear. Let us hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The word saith is this word, sisters and brothers.
Strong's G3004, Lego, Lego.
To say, to speak, to affirm, to teach, to exhort, to command, to direct. Did not Paul the apostle revolutionary who stood up against the system and stood on behalf of the people say that we are to be consoled, have our consolation in the midst of our persecution, that we are to receive teaching, exhortation, and instruction. Mother Holy Spirit instructs us about the laws of the Father. Mother Holy Spirit teaches us of the laws of the Almighty Father. The laws of the Almighty Father are the laws of love, the laws of life, the laws of existing, the laws of existing and living for all. Mother Holy Spirit's job is to teach us the intricate details of the laws of the Almighty Father, to exhort, to advise. Mother Holy Spirit giving us advice, because one of her titles are wisdom, giving us wisdom, advising us on how to use the knowledge of the Almighty Father along with the wisdom of the Almighty Mother, that the wisdom may function as the womb for the knowledge and the actual facts coming from the Almighty Father in the womb will produce actions of truth, justice, and righteousness. To advise, to command, to direct, to point out with words, to intend, to mean, as in, what did you mean to say? Mother Holy Spirit means to talk to us. She means to call us by name, to speak out, to speak, to mention. And this name that Mother Holy Spirit calls us by is the name that is associated with the very fabric of life found in the universe. What is our original name? What is that name that the Almighty gave us when we departed the Almighty and came through Christos as the word of the Almighty, that we may take on the human nature and take on the flesh of the universe? Bob Marley, Robert Nesta Marley, said toward the end of his sojourn with us that he now knew his name. See, we all have a name that is associated with the Almighty. The ancient Africans would go into the spirit, go into the energy of Mother Holy Spirit, get in tune with the spirit energy of the universe, get in tune with prophecy concerning this child that is newborn, and give a name that is commensurate with the Almighty in the universe, and the Almighty in the universe in that child, that that child may grow up to fulfill the destiny paved in front of that child. The Spirit saith to the churches, is ecclesia, having to do, and this word is feminine, the church is feminine. We are the woman of Yahushua. We are the wife of Yahushua. And we are to produce and give birth to truth, justice, and righteousness. Ecclesia, a gathering of citizens, an assembly of people, gathered to do the will and the works of the Almighty, gathered from villages and cities, gathered from companies, meaning companies, places where we work, companies, institutions, corporations, anywhere where we are gathered from, we gather to come together as a church, as a body of people that will stand up and do the bidding of the Almighty and fulfill that which is prophesied that we would do, which is to liberate the human family. That is what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Let the people hear. Let the people hear. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.